Branding versus brand building. When I say I'm a brand guy, the common reaction is, oh, that's great. We just did a rebranding exercise, revamped the logo, freshened up the look. Visual identity is an executional end product for sure, and a tool in the brand building arsenal, but it's not what I mean by brand building. Brand building is owning a territory in the mind. It is positioning your brand to create or take over that space in people's minds. A space that is uniquely yours. A space that stands for something that over time has a special place in the hearts and minds of your users. A space that carries value when it comes to making purchasing decisions. Branding or making your look and feel reinforce your positioning may be a part of brand building, but it's not brand building in itself. This is at the heart of the problem of brand building today. Too much attention is paid to the superficial packaging of the logo and visual identity as opposed to the substance of the experience delivered. What you say is far less important than what you do. As I constantly remind my clients, 1 ounce of substance is worth 10 tons of talk. It's such a basic concept to grasp, and yet so many marketers get it wrong. In the same way, many confuse any publicity with good publicity. Believe me, getting your name out there is only good if the message is a desirable one. For so many marketers, it seems the rule is this. If I say this loud enough and often enough, people will believe me. Heck, I'll even begin to believe it myself. This boastful approach of making exaggerated claims only serves to undermine the brand when the experience fails to deliver against expectations. It is far better to manage expectations and then exceed them. How do we feel when someone struts into a room, chest puffed out and loudly claiming they're the best? Unless they're parroting themselves, we think of them as arrogant, conceited, or even offensive. Yet this is still how so many marketers pitch their brands in advertisements, in a self-congratulatory, loud, boastful way. I'd go further than that to say it's almost expected of marketers to assume this approach. Because it's accepted category practice, many of them feel that's how they must behave or risk not being seen as a serious player. It's not surprising so many people are annoyed or frustrated by advertising interruptions. But people don't hate advertising. They hate bad advertising. I can't promise the advice in this book will guarantee you'll produce messages people will love, but it will certainly improve the chances of creating stronger brands and better communications. And perhaps more importantly, it will remind everyone that the communication part should come after the hard groundwork of delivering against the promise has been done. This is the biggest challenge. Companies satisfy themselves with branding instead of brand building and think the job is done. They invest large sums of money in changing the packaging of the brand, the logo, the identity, and advertising without changing the substance of the brand experience. You can't fool customers. Well, at least not all of them all the time and not for long. Take me, for example. Some time ago, my doctor told me I had to be kinder to my liver and lose some weight. So what's the first thing I did? Go out and buy some new clothes and tell people I'm lighter and healthier? No. I started exercising and went on a 6-month liver cleansing diet. That's what makes the difference. The clothes and the boasting come after the hard work, not before it. It's not difficult to understand why companies go the shortcut route. It's easy to churn out an ad campaign and a new identity. It's also something tangible. You can see a design and review an ad, and the board can see where their money is going. Changing the product or service is much harder. Changing the way staff think and behave, or the product portfolio you're offering, is time-consuming and expensive. But it's these harder-to-make changes that affect the brand experience in ways that make the difference between genuine brand building and just branding.